This is in absolute confidence because any statement or any speeches or any comments at this time referring to the substance of these matters will be injurious to your country. I don't think there's any question about that. First, I want to say this, that our position, the government position, today is exactly what it was the last time all three of you were briefed. That position, namely, is this. We are anxious to stop the bombing and would be willing to stop the bombing if they would sit down with us, with the government of Vietnam present, and have productive discussions. We have told them that we did not think we could have discussions if, while we were talking, they were shelling the cities or if they were abusing the DMZ. From time to time, beginning back late last spring, they have nibbled back and forth at these various items. Each time they do, there's a great flurry of excitement. We have been hopeful one day that they would understand this. We don't want to call it reciprocity. We don't want to call it conditions because they object to using those words, and that just knocks us out of an agreement. But we know that you join us in wanting peace the earliest day we can and to save lives as quickly as we can and as many as we can. So one day we're hopeful and the next day we're very disillusioned. Now, as of today, they have not signed on and agreed to the proposition which I have outlined to you, nor have they indicated that this would be a satisfactory situation to them in its entirety. Our negotiators are back and forth talking to them, and they have just finished their meeting in Paris this morning. But yesterday in Saigon, because there are exchanges constantly going on, there came out a report that there was agreement that would be announced at a specific hour. This morning in Paris, the same thing happened, and Harriman had to knock that down. We posted a notice here at the White House that said the same thing. Now, very frankly, we would hope that we could have a minimum of discussion in the newspapers about these conferences, because we're not going to get peace with public speeches, and we're not going to get peace through the newspapers. We can get it only when they understand that our position is a firm one, and we're going to stay by it. And what your position will be when you get to be president, I would hope you could announce then. Because we have really this kind of a situation. If I've got a house to sell and I put a rock bottom price of $40,000 on it, and the prospective purchaser says, well, that's a little high, but let me see, and he goes, starts to leave to talk to his wife about it, and Lady Bird whispers that I would let you have it for $35,000. And then he gets downstairs and Linda Bird says, we don't like the old house anyway, we get it $30,000. Well, he's not likely to sign up. The Bundy speech didn't do us any good, and there are other speeches that are not helping at all. Because these people, when they read one of these speeches and hear them, why, then they take off for Hanoi or they do something else. The government's position is going to be this. We are willing to stop the bombing when it will not cost us men's lives, when the government of South Vietnam can be a party to the negotiations, and when they will not abuse the DMZ and not shell the cities.